Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, for Parshas Emor, we read from Yechezkel chapter 44, verses 15 to 31. We live in a world that sometimes feels like it's falling apart. There is war, there is suffering, there is so much brokenness, both globally and personally. And in that context, we often come up against a heavy and familiar question. Does it even matter what I do? This question doesn't always come in loud rebellion. Sometimes it whispers from a quiet place inside us, a place of apathy that grows from despair. When life feels chaotic or stagnant, when change seems impossible, when the same problems keep resurfacing, we begin to ask, why bother? This is a deeply human struggle that touches every role we play. As parents and educators, we try to plant seeds of meaning and hope in our children, to inspire them with a sense of purpose. But sometimes we sense their quiet despair, their own version of what difference does it make? And we wonder, how do we help them care when the world around them feels so heavy? How do we protect them, not just from cynicism, but from apathy born of hopelessness? And it's not just our children, right? We look around at a world that feels far from ideal, and we are tempted to say, nothing will change anyways. Who cares? Why stay invested? This week's Haftorah speaks directly to that feeling. It focuses on the third Beis HaMikdash and is part of the Nechama, the comforting section of Sefer Yechezkel. It speaks about the Kohanim who descended from the family of Bnei Tzadok, those who remained loyal and protective of the priesthood throughout the exile. Because of their steadfastness, they are the ones who will merit serving in the rebuilt Mikdash. Our Haftorah outlines specific laws that will govern the lives of these Kohanim. Their clothing, linen only, no wool. Their hair, not shaved, not long, but trimmed. They receive a haircut every 30 days. Marriage, they may not marry a widow or a divorcee. Their role, they will be the teachers and arbitrators of halacha. Their inheritance, they will receive no land. As verse 28 states, V'hayesal lahem l'nachala ani nachalasam, ani achuzasam, I shall be their portion, I shall be their inheritance. Hashem himself is their inheritance, their service is their privilege. And the chapter closes with the priestly gifts they will receive, karbanos, bikurim, and challah. And verse 30 promises, L'haniach bracha al beisecha, which will bring blessing upon your home. That is our Haftorah. Its connection to Parshas Emor is clear. Emor focuses on Kohanim and their halachos. But this Haftorah also raises some important questions. We have many prophetic passages that speak of the Geula Ha'asida, the future redemption, soaring visions filled with poetry, hope, and divine closeness. Just last week, for Acharim was Kedoshim, we read one such prophecy, and Sefer Yeshaya is filled with them. The wilderness shall rejoice and blossom like a rose. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open. The lame shall leap like a deer. These images are vibrant, heart-stirring, inspiring. But this week, our Haftorah has no poetry. It gives us a dress code, hair regulations, and marriage rules. So we ask, why this? Why was this the message given by Yechezkel to a broken nation in Babylon? How was this meant to inspire hope or strength? And for us today, how can this uplift us in a world still filled with pain and confusion? There's another layer. The laws themselves don't match the Torah's description. In the Torah, the avnet of the Kohanim was made of wool, not just linen. And only the Kohen Gadol was restricted from marrying a widow, not all Kohanim. So what's going on? Some suggest, as we have discussed in other contexts, that the laws of Yechezkel are cryptic, unclear, and will be clarified by Eliyahu HaNavi when the time comes. That in itself is a valid category, questions that await messianic answers. But some commentators, like the Radak, explain that these laws reflect a future upgrade in the status of Kohanim. That in the times of Mashiach, the Kohanim will operate on a level closer to the Kohen Gadol, just as he wore all linen on Yom Kippur when entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too will the Kohanim of the future, and their marital restrictions will also more closely mirror those of the Kohen Gadol. But context helps. Our Haftorah begins in verse 15, but the earlier verses of the chapter sharply criticize many of the Kohanim of the exile, those who corrupted their role, were lax with halacha, and dishonored their priesthood. They will not be able to fully serve in the future mikdash. Their role will be diminished. In contrast, the family of Tzadok preserved their integrity. They held on to their identity, and because of that, they won't just be included, they'll be elevated, upgraded. And now we can understand the power of this Haftorah. In our long exile, the idea of Geula can feel distant, abstract, almost mythic. But this Haftorah is real, grounded, tangible. Just like the practical details in the next chapter of Yecheskel about the gateways of the Mikdash that we read on Parshas HaChodesh, this is redemption not in poetry, but in policy, not lofty metaphor, but practical law. And sometimes that's exactly what we need. We learn that the next chapter of history will be different. Everyone will be elevated. Kohanim will be upgraded. So will we. So will the nations of the world. And most of all, we learn our choices in exile matter. The reason Tzadok received this privilege is because of his loyalty during the exile. That's our challenge too. Galus can feel endless. It's easy to think our decisions don't matter, but this Haftorah tells us otherwise. It does matter how we live, what we preserve, how we stay loyal to who we are, even when it's hard. This is what determines our role in the future. And now we return to our starting point, the apathy that comes from despair. Because this Haftorah gives us a quiet but powerful answer to that despair. It does matter. It mattered in Bavel, it mattered to the descendants of Tzadok, and it matters now. The ones who said, "Who cares?" faded into obscurity, forgotten, disqualified. And the ones who said, "I care, even now, even here," they became the blueprint for the future. We live in a time where Jews around the world are feeling shaken by war, by rising hatred, by uncertainty, both personal and national. It's easy to feel small in the face of such vast brokenness. But this Haftorah reminds us every act of loyalty, every mitzvah, every moment of holding on, it counts. It mattered in Bavel, it mattered for the descendants of Tzadok, and it matters now. Maybe, just maybe, our quiet acts of faithfulness, Shabbos, prayer, teaching our children, choosing kindness, choosing Torah, are doing more than we realize. Maybe they are building something invisible but eternal. Maybe they are shaping the foundation of a future we can't yet see. And one day, when the gates of the third Beis HaMikdash open at last, it will be those who held on, who stayed loyal through the fog of exile, who walk through them first. May we be among them. May we raise children who care, even now, even here. And may our loyalty, quiet and steadfast, bring blessing to our homes, healing to our people, and redemption to the world. Thank you for learning together.